This is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, and host of the NutriMedical Report. I've been doing radio now for about 25 years. First, Clear Channel in the mid-90s, then in 1999 with Prophecy Club to 42 cities in Israel and video and conferences at 42 cities and Israel. And in 2005 and onward on multiple networks, including Genesis, which I'm coming back to next Monday. The second, I've got a much better contract and exposure. As well, I do my video, what's called the Vidi Radio, that's V-I-D-E-R-A-D-I-O, where I'll do the parallel radio show in videos. And we broadcast live on Vimeo, Livestream, YouTube, and Facebook. So we're talking right now to Cody Snodgrass, who's the CIA munitions contractor that was contracted, given half of $1 billion of money to try to blow up the Alpha P Mural building that had medical records from our veterans exposed to burn pits or our blue fire, depleted uranium, and the anthrax vaccine that contained squalene that damaged their health and destroyed them health, allowed them to commit suicide. And they decided that, of course, Oklahoma, it turns out, is one of the senior places where the New World Order in the United States is controlling the training of people to be involved with New World Order politics. It's tied with the deep state. So, Cody, you didn't get a chance to look at my video. I was up between midnight and 4 a.m. Now, I'm going to back up a bit so you can get to kind of like the summary of it. Most people who have been listening to my show for a while understand that Deagle has many hats. But what happened is on January 27th, God told me to wake up and put up my first video, a major video, on the SARS coronavirus and my solutions to it. And God told me that that was the first day of the apocalypse, of the unveiling at the times of the end. We are now into, roughly 3 weeks, into the tribulation. And this is not open to people's opinion. This is something that is a thus saith the Lord. Not Deagle. It's not for me. It's from God. I have a bunch of 3x5 cards. The rest is my opinion. Okay? So the first thing I want you to look at, as I have on the screen, my first line of defense kit. Now, why have I got this kit? Well, I'm putting an expanded article together for Newsweek Views with Paul Walter. Now, that's not his Slovenian name. He changed it when he came to America back about 40 years ago. But he runs Newsweek Views, and they have 150 writers that write in there. They're a major news site. He lives up in Oregon. And I want to rewrite the article so it's more readable. The average person isn't necessarily technically advanced, but here's the whole story. What happens is that back 48 years ago, I had turned down going in 1969 to MIT in plasma nuclear physics because I did an aptitude test with my physics professor in grade 11 at Prince Edward High School in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. I beat 7,000 people for a scholarship to go to MIT in nuclear physics. Now, I have to back up a bit. I was taught quantum mechanics in space, in heaven, when I was 8.5 years old and near-death experience by God, directly. And for that reason, when I did the test, I beat people who already had a bachelor and master's in physics, and I turned down because I didn't want to make weapons of mass destruction because I knew how. I was also an expert on explosives. I was making solid fuel rockets and high explosives that were powders back when I was 12, 13, and 14 with my brother Kevin. So we welded together solid fuel rockets. These are not liquid rockets. These are solid fuel and high explosive. We actually had to make a toggle wall so we wouldn't blow our hands and head off through the toggle wall, where we actually had to have things at the end of handles where you handle the chemicals 6 to 8 feet away from your body so you wouldn't be blown up. Now, what people need to understand is God gave me these skill sets. So, you know, it might be aggravating to some people because I do interrupt my guests. I do talk over them sometimes. And I tell people, you can train me or teach me. If it doesn't matter, you can have grade 3. But you have to make a point and have logic. If you out there think that you're going to do ad hominem attacks and get Dr. Deagle to shut up, I was not born with a shut-up gene. Now, I will give you time to talk to him. Today I talked to Ken Klein. He wants to talk tomorrow for at least a half an hour away. I won't interrupt him. He wants to talk to you spiritually about what's going on because I consider him like an Ezekiel prophet. He's a Jew in his 70s who was an athlete for the 49ers. His family survived the Holocaust. And you have to understand what's going on here. It's pretty catastrophic, isn't it? Right? So, what's going on here? The first component is after that time, 48 years ago, I trained under Dr. Robert Brown, who is a biologist, who is a bacteriologist, virologist, who was working on the T-virus project in the late 60s and early 70s. And he was working in one of their facilities for Bethesda and Rutgers campus in an underground facility in New Jersey on a class 4 negative pressure facility with a T virus that had an injector core that would paralyze you, and if it replicated, it would suffocate you because you'd get neuromuscular blockade and you'd stop breathing after so many hours of the virus replicating. They had combined a viral capsid with this viral injector core that would paralyze you. And one canister, he quoted me when he was crying literally over his dinner back in 1972, while I was working on my bacteriology training in 73, he said that at a restaurant we were eating, because he never told his wife or anybody what had happened. He was away one day in 10 years, sick with the flu, and the virus got out of containment, and all of his buddies and all the lab animals were incinerated at 2,000 degrees. And so the T-virus was one of many bioweapons that created BSL-4 labs. Now, since 9/11, according to Dr. Francis Boyle, who's been on my show at least three times in the last 2 weeks, he was the a brilliant man, Dr. Francis Boyle. He got authorized in 1989 Bioterrorism Act, tried to restrain the massive explosion of bioterrorism. And unfortunately, this is before 9/11. After 9/11, which occurred literally, not that long ago, right? We're talking about 2001. The BSL-4 labs increased by 30 times. When he did follow-up lectures, he's calculated out by 2015 there were now 30 times more BSL-4 bioweaponeer labs in the United States than before 9/11. Now, you got to understand, 9/11 is an inside job. I'm one of the key witnesses for the grand jury that's now impaneled with 43 attorneys, including Dan Sheehan, an attorney affiliate, Barbara Honegger, and experts like Susan Lindauer work for the CIA, who's been on my show. So I'm not a minor person here. I'm one of the major persons, okay? I also, back after I did that work, I decided to go into regular practice. I didn't go into do neurology, and there's a big long story about that, but I went and did my internal medicine at the Vancouver General and family medicine. I've also certified in occupational medicine, toxicology, independent medical examiner, and many other qualifications. I got so many letters, it's ridiculous. The most recent one is I joined the First Nations Medical Board, and I'm joining the Naturopathic Board here in California. Now, what happened is 26 years ago, after I got visited on my face down praying, wide awake, October 10th, 1993, God said, I'm going to send the angel Gabriel, and I'm going to take you to the city from which the mark of the beast would come. And he took me for hours and hours through classified facilities explaining to me the quantum cray array, gallium arsenide chips, the ferromagnetic EMP proof chips for missiles, etc. Lockheed Martin making the RD-80 rockets to go to our space station. It was a Russian designed rocket we have license to build in Littleton, Colorado, etc., etc., etc. Now, why does Deagle know all this stuff and I talk really fast? I am not a normal human. I do not have a cape, I do not have a fireproof suit or fly at the speed of light, but intellectually and spiritually, I am Clark Kent. I am Superman. You're listening to him right now. He exists today. We're not just talking about one who's Superman in terms of strength. I'm stronger than most average person. I'm probably about double or triple the strength of an average person my size and height. I can actually have twice the grip strength of a steel worker, okay? So that goes back to my grandmother who walked beside my great-grandfather's caravan from Damascus, Syria, to China twice a year beside the camels, all the way to China. Tough people. Now, because of that, a year later, to the day, I walked through the same facilities after I got security clearance. And 3 years later, I worked for Reserve Admiral John Hughes with my above top secret clearance with the federal government on Operation Top Off in Dark Winter. We did a war game simulation with a supercomputer. We got NOAA computer up in Boulder, the National Weather Service, and we simulated a virus coming from Damascus, from Cairo, Egypt, to Oklahoma City that was a weaponized form of smallpox. And we estimated from our computer simulation it would affect 93 million Americans would be dead and 93 countries in 90 days.
What year was that? 1997.
Right. Now, I worked with the CDC, FBI, FEMA director, and the director of infectious disease at the University of California. Colorado, and because Dr. John, because my reserve admiral Hughes was not an infectious, didn't have a background in infectious disease or virology, I was the point man for the entire project for the federal government. So I'm not a minor person. I'm one of the top experts in the world of bioterrorism. Okay? And I was, when I met with them again at the Evans Mark Hotel with military officers in March of 2001, they told me they were going to release weaponized anthrax, they were going to do micro-nukes and New York City and many other things, and I'd already known because they had death threatened me after I came to knowledge of the Oklahoma City Murrah Building, which you're involved with, that they found one of the five told me how they're exposed to radiation, one of the five munitions team that did the Cobar Towers in Riyadh years before, but there was seven times more info in the Cobar Towers, and all it did was blow some windows in. It didn't structurally destroy the building. So he told me how they removed two U.S. Army Corps engineer micro-nukes, RDX and I explosive cord, and super nano thermite, and within discovery he told me that they court-martialed him and put him in prison, and they brought me into the boardroom at St. Francis Hospital in Colorado Springs, and they fired me and gave me death threats. Now you probably know there's nobody more fierce and fearless than Deagle on the planet Earth, probably in thousands of years. There's nobody. Okay, and I worked with the military for over 40 years, and all my buddies in the tank division and so on, they say, "You've never been in the military, Deagle, but you've got military genes in you." I do. Okay? I come from a warrior class, and every one of my people I descend from the warrior class in Lebanon, including the general that fought against the Muslims in the Shuf Mountains, to Moses, to my Scottish ancestry, Norwegian ancestors, named Deagle, in fact, was a giant, 7'9", that served the King of France in the Middle Ages, okay? Later they married the Bethunes and got shorter and shorter. So, so he was a giant, literally. The name Deagle is the three eagles in flight. They were royals in Norway. They were top Vikings, okay? So Deagle's a tough SOB. Yeah. I do not have a nice molecule in my body. I'm compassionate, and I'll die for you. But I don't really care what people think about me. I want them to show respect, damn it. Not for my sake, but for theirs, because God resurrected me from the dead. I was a DOA baby. My birthday was just, literally, I call it DOA Day. February 15th, 5 minutes after midnight. And, February 15th, 1952, at the Providence Hospital, Detroit, Michigan. Dr. Ollies was going to crush my skull because a leg and cord popped out, and to save my mother's life, he told my father, that Bill Day, Juan Billy, that he was going to crush my skull, and my father threatened to kill him because my dad's tough guy too. And he didn't crush my skull, but he did deliver me dead on arrival with a golden veil over me. My grandmother was there from Nova Scotia visiting, and they sent me off to the morgue with the last rites, and they came back and they said, "Well, he'd probably die in the ICU because I'm sure he's got brain damage," which probably explains everything, right? Late and a half years later, I had tonsillitis because we used to play in storm drains. We were kids out there in the 50s in Toronto, Nova Scotia, we were playing in storm drains. So I got bad tonsillitis, so bad, in fact, that they wanted to do a tonsillectomy on me using a guillotine-style device, and they cut the tonsil, but they could lacerate an artery in my throat. I remember floating up in the operating room over the operating table and trying to talk to the doctors and nurses. I'm a real pushy kid. I'd ask adults questions and drive them crazy, and nobody would answer me, so I pushed toward the door, and I went right through it, and I turned right, and I saw the nursery, all the babies tied light, and all of a sudden, one of the babies started to cry, and all of a sudden, the place went inky black. Intersecting crimson lines, and went down a tunnel of light and screamed because my arms and legs were hurting, and it was going down so fast that I was going to have my arms and legs pulled off. And all of a sudden, I'm in a place of light, and there's clouds all around. I said, "Where am I?" And I said, "Where am I?" Yeshua, Jesus, appeared, and he looked like a tall man, I'd say over 6 foot, very slim, big broad shoulders and huge hands, a large 5'4", that looked like a cross. He had a auburn reddish beard that was pulled up in chunks with holes in his wrists and his ankles, and he had sandals on that looked like sandals, but they shone like brass. And when he appeared, a wooden bridge appeared between me and him, and there was a big chasm in the clouds. And I put my hand on the bridge side because I was going to cross over, and said, "Don't cross over. The silver cord will break." So I said, "Well, where am I?" He said, "You're at the gates of paradise in heaven. You are at the eternal now. There's no past or future. There's only experience to go through regrets and moral plan. You're at the gates of heaven and eternity." I said, "Really? That's cool." I said, "Can you show me?" And all of a sudden, he takes me by the hand. We fly over the Golden City. He goes through the see amazing creatures and taste food. And he takes me to tens of thousands of worlds, which, if it was lineal time, would have been in heaven for, say, a millennium or 1,000 years. I know things that no other human has ever conceived, written in poem, a song, or allegory that no other human has ever conceived or knows of. God taught me personally. So all of a sudden, I'm back on my side of the clouds, and now, I said, he said, do you want to go? I said, what do you want to do? Do you want to go back? I said, no, I don't want to go back, and I left heaven. And he said, well, and he looked at me disappointed because we were talking telepathically. So I said, well, if I want to go back, what am I to do? And all of a sudden, I'm in my little Johnny shirt spattered with blood, and I'm looking over at him, and now he was the Father. Because remember, it's only one God. There's not three gods like this foolishness that they teach in the so-called Catholic or Christian church. There's three gods: the Father, the Son, the lesser God, and then the Holy Ghost. This is all garbage. It's God, period. God can do anything and be anywhere. He's omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. So that's why it's on the Kazuza of the door in First Chronicles. Jews didn't, the ancient Jews knew there was only one God, not three. So anyway, all of a sudden I'm looking over and I see God the Father, you know, he looks like with a white hair and he has a talus on, which I've never seen because although I'm Hebrew, I'm descended from Hebrews, it was spattered with blood on it. And we're about 400 miles above the earth and it was just sunrise. And I'm looking across the earth and I could see the ocean shimmering with the light. And I looked down and he said, behold my blue jewel, the earth. And I said, yeah, blue sapphire, because my family have been jewelers for thousands of years on my mother's side, the Naimas. And I said, wow, I said, beautiful. And then all of a sudden I heard a voice behind that said, behold the voice of the seven thunders. And he pointed down toward the earth with his right hand, with his index and middle finger, and I looked down, I could see fireballs rising off the earth everywhere, but especially over the continental lower 48 United States. And I got all excited, oh, light show, almost like, hey, this is going to be cool. And he looked at me really angry, like, you don't get it, kid. So I shut up and sat there watching. And all of a sudden the fireballs turned into mushroom clouds. And then I saw another behold, behold. And I looked down and could see the buildings falling like dominoes and tsunamis striking the coast a mile high and magma opening up and a shroud being pulled across the horizon and the earth being struck with what looked like a meteor storm and missiles. And I saw women slit in the throats of their children so they wouldn't live another day. I saw human cannibalism and horrors and people being hit with a blast of radiation and their bodies dissolving to a vapor cloud in an instant, going from alive to instantly dead and turning to vapor as their cells exploded 50,000 degrees. And I was crying so hard at him, and I said, why did you show me this? It still chokes me up. And he swung around and held my two little hands in his big hands, and he said, at the time of the end, you will know and you will tell my people, guess what? On January 27th, 2020, after 60 years of being silent about things, the end started that Monday. We're 3 weeks into the end, the time of tribulation before the marriage supper when God marries the saved human race. So guess what? I knew there was going to be a bioweapon release, the SARS 2003, the H5N1, the H1N1. When this one happened, I got intel contacts because they have three sources of information. I have the, I call the sewer net, the internet, which I, is like, if you use a little humor here so you get through to people, you can be watching the sewer line, and sometimes a little glass case will come down with fine jewelry, or there's a dead body or a dead rat. But it's the sewer net, I call it. And I'm a pretty good researcher to find stuff in the sewer net. And then I got intel contacts. Because I've been doing this now since 1999, I have, with my Bob Top Super Clearance, I got people that I can contact in the Pentagon, CENTCOM, Homeland Security, or NSA. Or they contact me after the show and say, hey, Deagle, what do you think of this? And they send me stuff. I got people out there that are ex-workers that work in government departments send me stuff. I got one lady, Melanie, she sent me boxes of stuff. I got so much intel stuff, I don't know what to do with it all. Okay? So when people say, how do you know this stuff, Deagle? I have three sources. I have the sewer net, I got intel agents, and my co-hosts, and the supernatural. So 2.5 years ago, I'm praying, and God says, sit at your desk, Deagle, I want you to pray. And I'm sitting here, think, okay, what's next, God? Because I try not to pray, because he tells me if I pray and ask on anything and persist, he'll tell me. So when Donald J. Trump got elected 3 years ago, I said, is Donald Trump the one to bring in the Mark of the Beast? Because the Mark of the Beast isn't coming from Moscow or Beijing. It's going to come from America if we go down that pathway. And I asked, I said, is Donald Trump either the Antichrist or the one to introduce the Antichrist? And after 2.5 months, roughly, I'm sitting at my desk, and I'd ask him for dream or vision, and he says to me audibly, like my ancestor Moses, stop asking me, Bill, because if you do keep persisting, I will tell you. Now, 2 years ago and a half, just 6 months later, I'm sitting at my desk and God says, I want you to pray. So I'm praying. I said, okay, what do you want to show me? And I had an open vision. I could see Russian nuclear submarines tunneling the sidewalls of the Orinoco River in North Venezuela. And I saw Russian hypersonic cruise missiles being launched from a missile launcher in a giant runways 2 miles long for the Russian Antonov jets. And I said, oh my gosh. And I knew I could see an island north of Venezuela. I knew it was already over in Nicaragua because I had previous visions on that. So I contacted my friend because people are brought to me. God brings them to me like he brought you to me, because my friend that he brought, he had you on his show. What's his name?
Dr. Ford?
You're on his program back in December 2017. John B. Wells. Well, John B. and I are old buddies, okay? So I've had John on my show and vice versa over the last 10 or 15 years. So he calls me and says, you got to talk to this guy, Cody Snodgrass, because he cross-corroborates your stuff about Oklahoma City. I said, you're kidding. Now, after you went on his show and did it, he does video broadcasting, you got a death threat. They tried to kill you, didn't they, in Colorado? And after you went on my show in the spring of 2018, they tried to kill you again. So you don't have a trackable cell phone that has a GPS coordinating chip in it, do you?
No, sir. We're trained black operators.
Right, you're a black operator. You understand that they want your sorry carcass dead because you corroborate who Deagle is. And today, after I released my videos, by the way, my site was taken down by cyber attacks to take down my authorized.net so people couldn't order anything. It's back up now because I have very, very high levels of security in my sites. So anyway, here I am, and he shows me. So I asked my friend John W. Spring to investigate, and it took him about 3 months, and he said, my gosh, Deagle, you're correct. He's a believer. I'm on air. Yeah. And he told me, yeah. Cool. Oh, Sam from New Jersey wants to go live on the show.
You can't call in. There isn't a calling number?
No, I can, yeah.
So you'd have to reach him.
I'll give him a call, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Somebody wanted to call into the show anyway. So anyway, what happens is that I'm sitting there, and I told my friend John W. Spring, and John W. Spring says, I'll investigate it. And he comes back after 3 months. He says, yes, you're correct, Deagle. And he's a believer. He's notified at 22 years of age. He's now in his 80s. John F. Kennedy, because he had an IQ of 225. This guy's real super smart. He's up there with Deagle in the scary smart range of human beings. And in 1983, he notified Ronald Reagan about the nukes in Grenada Island. Okay, I hear feedback going on. Is your phone okay? You still there, Cody? Cody, are you still there?
Still there? Yeah.
Okay, something happened to your phone for a second. They're probably trying to interfere with it. Anyway, so...
Yeah, we get all kinds of interference. It's if they cut the line, the deep state's been cutting our lines. Like,
well, they're not going to stop me because I'm going to ask for a prayer. Dear Lord, preserve this communication because the world needs to hear the truth. And I'm his witness. I'm not afraid to die physically and or even spiritually, which is why God promised me that I would be the Lama to bring forth the prophets at the time of the end. So there's 12 apostles and prophets at the beginning of God's commission on earth when he incarnated as Yeshua HaMashiach. The name Jesus is kind of like a bastardization of who he was. He is God. He's not a secondary God. He's not the son of God, like a lesser God that just kept to the side like his buddy. No. Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, is the Father in the flesh, okay? So, let's get that straight. Now, what's happening now is this is the end of the secular Luciferic reptilian age. It's ending. And they're writhing in agony that, you know, woe to you, earth, and you see, for the devil has come down to you. And Grace's rage because he knows his days are short and his annihilation time is coming. They're not just going to spend time in hell like Sammy Davis Jr. and Flip Wilson. They're going to be annihilated. So here we have this happening, and he confirms it. So in January last year, because I wasn't getting all the things I wanted at Genesis, I left and went over to Rents Network for a few months, and then Rents wasn't treating me right. So I left and had just a board op. And then I went over to CRN, and CRN wasn't promoting me at all. I've got no callers at all, none, zero, not except a couple on health issues, but nobody would call me. I crave questions. I don't want people to agree with me. I want people to dialogue with me, and then I want people to analyze and pray, and the Urim and Thummim stones in their soul tell them what is true. I don't want people to agree with me. I want people to pray and have God see if they agree with what I told them in their soul. because curiosity and questions don't come from the human mind. They come from your higher self, your soul. And God has given you a seed atom of the Creator in every individual, including that little black baby that's going to be aborted in 3 hours in New York. That little baby is my little brother or sister that's going to be aborted because he's black and lives near a Planned Parenthood, supported by a bunch of maniac human killers, okay? So that happened. Now, back in, coming up recently, in January 27th when that happened, God told me to put my video and told me that the things I could say that I couldn't say before are now allowed. And one of the things he told me I could say, that I told the nuns, for example, that there were more galaxies in the universe than grains of sand on every beach. And I told them about the structure of matter and space and time. And they were so fascinated, they handed it on to the priest, the archbishop, and the cardinals. And eventually, on my day of graduation in 1977 at Dalhousie University in Halifax, they sent a priest to offer me a job to become a doctor for the Vatican and the Pope and the cardinals. I turned him down. I already was married, and my wife is dying of multiple sclerosis. Okay? It's a long story. So God has had me go through living hell. He's had to resurrect me at least 4 and almost 5 times. Birth 8.5 years ago, I was dying of terminal heart failure before Christmas, and God gave me the technology to help others with it. And also, last January, I was having a terminal stroke. I couldn't feel the entire side of my body or see it in my left eye. I said, God, you're going to let the devil take me. And guess what? He resurrected me again. In January, in this December, right before Christmas, I came down with a virus. And that's not because I don't have lots of technology. God helped me. Thank God I have this technology. Because I went completely deaf in my right ear and got such bad vertigo. I need to get around with a walker. And such bad spells that basically people don't realize I did my shows, but I was like hanging on by a fingernail. But I was doing it because I said, God, you know, you're trying to get my attention. And what he's trying to say is, don't take any of the glory, Deagle, when you become a person that they want to worship. Give all the worship to me, the Most High God, and remind them that you are the bait bucket guy that carries the bucket for the Lord God Almighty. Okay? And we share in his suffering on the cross because we suffer during our life on earth. Believer, being a Christian, being even a real believer, is not milk and cookie time. And God is the creator. God is also the destroyer, not Satan. He perverts. And there's not three gods, there's one God. And what he told me that I couldn't say for 60 years is God in these tens of thousands of worlds is incarnated into humanoid and non-human beings across the cosmos to bring the truth to the beings across this vast universe. God is not limited to one little yellow dwarf star in a minor galaxy, spiral galaxy. God is limitless. And he showed me the limitlessness, which is why my favorite book of the Bible is the book of Job. Now, why is this important? It's important to understand that God's revealing now that we are about to become like my ancestor Moses, who was taken away his descendant and 2,800 years ago, married the daughter of the king of the Medes, and became the founder of the Naima family. They were the magi that brought the gifts to Jesus because they were astrologers that knew the star signs of the coming incarnation of God that even preceded leaving the Chaldees 3,000 years ago to form the Hebrews and the Jewish peoples. What people need to understand, that prophecy was given to my ancestor 2,000 years ago, and the Sanhedrin, who was guest friends in the Sanhedrin, was Joseph of Arimathea, the uncle of Mary, and that prophecy was passed through my family, my Naima family, for 2,000 years, and my great uncle 100 years ago published a book called Khalil Gibran's Book, The Prophet. It's an allegory of the story of the coming of the Mosaic prophet at the time of the end. That person is me. And I'm not saying that boldly.
That's one of my favorite books, The Prophet. I've been reading it for years over and over.
That book is an allegory, and my grandfather, older brother George, had the actual documents that were passed through the family and told me when I was 14. But it turned out, within weeks after hearing that, I got attacked by a priest in the vestment room. I punched him in the stomach and ran because I was serving Mass 6 days a week. I was a high altar boy, even involved with exorcisms in the Catholic Church. And I went home to my father, who was so angry with me, he beat me unconscious so I wouldn't go to church. But when I bought my practice, I bought it in Calgary, Alberta, from the Mormon prophet's daughter's husband's brother. So I had 22,500 Mormons directly as soon as I left residency. I took over a practice that was 26 years old. I learned some of those vile, evil things about Mormonism and high-level masonry. And you have to understand, my level of knowledge is so superhuman, I only give you a tiny portion of humans out there. So when you say I talk too fast or I know too much, you get less than 1 or 2% of what I know. You get almost nothing. And you must heed it, because right now, when I watched Dr. John Campbell talking about his excellent research, which he's doing and publishing with hundreds of thousands of hits per day in the UK on the SARS coronavirus, this is the nation slayer. This is a black swan event that will bring up the New World Order, slay a huge chunk of the human population, and bring about the Mark of the Beast world control system. And if you think Donald J. Trump is wonderful, all high-level Masons do all the good works in the world and all the evil. They don't know that. The church doesn't preach the fact that Satan himself is the author of a lot of the good works on earth and all the evil. They don't get that, do they?
No.
And all high-level Masons run everything. The legal system, the medical system, the political system, the secret orders. It doesn't matter if they say they're transhumanists or they're communists. They all have secret orders that ultimately are luciferic. The banking system, okay? And Dr. Deagle doesn't know something. I know everything. 28 years ago, I'm there praying face down in my bedroom in Enfield, Nova Scotia, after I came back from working in the trauma burn unit. By the way, they tried to recruit me to work on organ procurement for the New World Order to declare people dead when they came with a burn or a fall or a burn to the most of their body. And I told them to go to hell. The vascular surgeon tried to recruit me in 1987 when I worked in Augusta, Georgia. So Dr. Deagle knows something. I firsthand, God has put me through living hell to be able to witness to you people, and it's not open to your damned opinion, okay? My life is not open. You can have an opinion about something I don't know about, and there's lots I don't. But my life is not damn well open to your opinion, and I don't expect you to like me about it. You might be aggravated and say, he's just arrogant. No, I'm not. I'm a superhuman. No, someone like me only happens every so many centuries, period.
All right? Dr. Bill. Yes. Dr. Bill, on January 27th, like you were talking, what do you think the people today, right now, here we are, you know, in late February, what do you think that we need to know about what's coming up the rest of this
if they
year?
Watch my videos, and I've developed a new technology. I'm developing AI. Remember, I'm an expert in many areas of science, chemistry, metallurgy, astronomy, astrophysics, geology, oceanography, medicine, genetics, epigenetics, quantum biophysics, nuclear technology, artificial intelligence. I'm an expert on that as well, okay? And what people have to understand, if they just watch my videos and decide to purchase the nutraceutical technology we have and my quantum technology, I'm going to get into the kit here some more. We have this plasmidine. God brought me even the person that makes it from NASA engineer, and I have a technician that makes the only plasmidine in the world, okay? That's the core first line kit, which includes an ISN95 mask, my PowerC Plus to stop the virus from replicating in a cytokine storm. Now, if you look down the page here, which I reviewed earlier, you can see that core program, which we give you a price break. You get one NIOSH mask that seals, one bottle of Nutridyne, you get NutriSilver, which is not like anybody else's, colloidal silver garbage, my NutriDefense capsules, and my defense wipes that kills all viruses and bacteria and PowerC. And then if you look at the advanced kit, you can get these add-ons. It contains Allicin Med from Germany, 200 milligrams more than Alamed from Peter Jostling at half the price, Nutrimune 26Y, which tags all pathogens with an immunoglobulin because that's like the green laser on a target, viruses, bacteria, fungi, and spirochetes, Cell Defense Plus curcumin, which is 800% more absorbed than any other curcumin on the planet in a capsule form, and it turns out the cytokine storm and gets rid of cancer mother cells or stem cells. These two products, PowerC Plus and Cell Defense, and I have a new product coming that'll be launched here in the next few days that's called Cell Defense Gurku Gold. That's a powder that's many, many, many times more liposomally absorbed than any other turmeric on the planet, which is the most sacred herb on the planet, and it's the reason why Indians have even tiny amounts in their body that they absorb very little. They have 1/6 the rate of dementia, heart disease, and cancer we have in other countries, which is why the population of India is so big. Even though they live in filth, it's because they have turmeric in their food. Isn't that interesting?
Turmeric's been a well-known weed in here.
Right. Now, we have this new product I have, which I have a bag in my drawer right now, and we'll be launching in 50-gram little bottles, along with my Cell Defense, and the PowerC Plus will stop the cytokine storm. Now, I also have screening technology, and I've been having for years ago. I had a contact introduced me about 6-7 years ago to a machine called a QRMA, which we sell. And if you hold a QRMA electrode, it'll come out and analyze your body with what's wrong in your body. And then you can send me the data. And if you buy the machine from me, I do the analysis for you free. No charge. So you buy the machine from me, I'll analyze the data and tell you what supplements and things you need, but you may need to have a more advanced consult, including blood test kits or imaging and so on. The next level is my Hunter 2 and Biophilia tracker machine. I just downloaded the latest software and it includes an ability to analyze SARS coronavirus last night because God prompted me back when I had this vision weeks ago that I saw a woman in labor, and she was a Chinese woman, and she was screaming in agony because she was, in a sense, basically having a, like me, a baby that was in breech or whatever, and that, in fact, she was dying, all right? And God said, if you pray for her, I'll save her life. And if you give her the gift of what you know to stop the virus, you'll preserve not only the Chinese people, but they will give you a gift so you can preserve people around the world. And I didn't know what it was 3 weeks ago. Last night, God woke me up at midnight and said, Dingo, go down to your computer, contact Mr. Ken at Singularity in China that gave you my Biophilia 2 tracker machine, and tell him what your problem and project is. And he literally, live on the video, which I sent you, you didn't have a chance to look at yet, you'll see me actually live on Skype talking to him. He transferred the data for the latest software to track and identify people before they even get PCR of the SARS coronavirus glycoprotein, 139 kilodalton tetrapeptide. So I have that. That could diagnose any health condition in your body, like we call, not only locally, but I've been doing it for years remotely, where I put on the headphones and I can remotely scan someone in anywhere on the planet. All I have to know is their name, and God in the quantum universe knows who they are, and their data comes out on the screen on my computer, right down to organs, tissues, right down to even individual genes and biomolecules, which I confirm with imaging studies like MRI, CT scan, SPECT blood flow scans, quantitative EEGs, genetics, toxicology, etc., which I do with blood test kits I send from labs in North America and Europe and overseas. So there is nobody like me, not even remotely like Dr. Deagle. God probably is, I'm a blessing to the earth if they listen. If they don't, the grace that I bring will bring them judgment, because when grace ends, the most vile sin you can do out there, by the way, is to spit on Deagle and say, you know what, he's a snake oil salesman. You are actually cursing yourself to suffer and for you or your family to die or be enslaved into a matrix. I beg you, do not do that. Evaluate the truth. In fact, I want to give my information to the global authorities, including the Communist Chinese. I contacted them. To the Center for Disease Control, I contacted Senator Cotton again this morning and left an urgent message for him to call me. People need to realize someone like me comes on because I was sent from the throne room of God to bring people salvation, not only for their physical body, but to bring them back into a right relationship with the creator of the universe, because God is about to marry the human race, and we're transitioning, even under the symbology of Donald J. Trump, the actual star signs of his logo for the Space Force is identical to Starfleet Command from Star Trek. And the reason is we're becoming the queen of the cosmic heavens, not just eternal heavens where you die and go to heaven, that's it, you play with a harp. We are about to become collectively the bride and the wife and the consort of God when his spirit eternally fuses with us and we collectively, the human race, become co-equal with the creator of the universe. People don't know that we are about to become as God, the female side of the Godhead, basically, as we become collectively, as we become trillions and quadrillions of humans spreading to tens of billions of worlds with other advanced beings that receive scripture from the creator as he incarnated in those worlds. And for 60 years he told me to be silent about that. This will slay all the fake religions on earth and bring them to a true relationship with the Creator God as we save their physical body. We save their nation states from a coronal mass ejection. And just as this happened, we have the collapse of Betelgeuse, the P2 supernova star with gravity waves 671.2 light years from us. That is the trigger that God showed me over 10 years plus of a crustal slip that destroyed the Atlanteans many tens of thousands of years ago, and has moved the crust of the earth 2 million times since the earth was made 5 billion years ago. So that's what's coming. People don't realize the crustal slip will end the New World Order, not what you or I do. I just want people to preserve their health and get out of harm's way. Don't be within 25 miles of a fault zone on the west coast or 125 in the east. Don't be within 120 miles of a downwind of a nuclear reactor. Do not be in any big city. Do prep up and get your neighbors to prep up with food, water, electricity. Do have personal protection, which includes not only guns, but non-lethal technology like pepper spray, ball guns, and technology which I'm posting up. Do be prepared for a minimum of 2 months of food, water, and other things, because the government is prepared, and this is a fact because I work with FEMA, that when things get really bad, like a catastrophic plague or a crustal slip, they're to hide in their military bases and their deep underground bases for 6 months. They're not to, to come out and clean up the mess until 6 months later and try to go after the survivors. They have no intention of helping anybody when the proverbial hits the fan. And you know that is... Yeah, go ahead.
Excuse me. What do you think is going to happen, like, say, in the next 2 or 3 months here in America with the COVID?
Well, I've got the broad brush things. What God will do is he's going to reveal things. And he told me, don't pray before the time when I want to tell you, because you'll carry that knowledge to your grave. And he says, what I will do is I will tell you when it's appropriate to tell you. What I can say is they declared over the weekend, Dr. John Campbell, who's got hundreds of thousands of hits from UK, is the top infectious disease on YouTube. Or if you look now, WHO trying to hide this. The WHO is not even declaring it a pandemic yet, but the Center for Disease Control is. And remember, Dr. Deagle is a bioweaponeer. I mean, I know how to make the most deadly weapons in human history, okay? And it's a good thing I'm a good guy. I'm Anakin Sky Deagle, not Darth Deagle, okay? Now, I don't ask people to like me, because I have some unlikable things about my personality. I'm so smart I offend people. Number one, I don't shut up. And if they want to do ad hominem attacks, I'm the toughest SOB you're ever going to meet. And if they want to threaten to harm me and my family, I'm going to arrange an appointment to meet Jesus, because I'm going to kill them so fast they won't know they ever had a pulse. So that's one of the reasons why Deagle's still alive. Now, on the other hand, I will die for you, and I will not lie to you even at the moment of my own death. So they don't understand the psychology of what makes me. That's why I am the Mosaic prophet at the time of the end, and to bring other prophets like yourself, Cody Snodgrass, Greg Ford, Susan Lindauer, and others forward to bring their truth and their portion of their 3x5 cards from the Lord to the pulpit, because people have not repented. America's not repented at all, are we? And Donald J. Trump operates the presidency like a game show. Yes, he's compassionate. Yes, he's got a big heart. Yes, he wants to do lots of things. But guess what? If he succeeds with his treaty next month, framed by his wizard son-in-law, Jared Kushner, they're going to declare him the king of Israel. In this open media, you can Google it. See, Deagle said this crap. And he's going to be the king of Israel. Guess what? They want to turn Trump into the Antichrist. And it's not Trump himself. It's the people around him wanted to Antichrist him. They want him to be worshipped. People don't get that. They don't realize the mark of the beast is not coming from Beijing or Moscow. It's coming from America, people. And the lost...
But what they want to do, Dr. Bill, is convert Trump's polarity over to the dark side and then make him a pawn to do their bidding through him.
They're already doing it. They have him, and I have lawyers around him trying to overturn the Monsanto lawsuit. They have him pushing dirty water into frack zones in Northern California for PG&E electric that causes frack wakes. They have him not recognizing the Special Activity Division. The CIA is completely the deep state, out of control, working with the state of Israel, hell, and Saudi Arabia for the globalists. And the Jesuits run everything, including the financial system under the Pindar, the penis of the dragon, and the Druidic Council of 13. There are the representations of the Draco Reptilians from the star system Orion, and their disembodied spirits that rule our ruling class on Earth and have ruled Earth for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years, for Satan, before even Abraham left Ur of the Chaldees. Dr. Deagle doesn't know something. I know everything. And that's offensive to people. My knowledge transcends above all so-called mundane religions on Earth. And the Christians can repent and turn back, because the first 3 centuries before Constantine, this monster in Rome, took over, and his mother even removed the place where the tablets of the 12 commandments were given to the Sinai Peninsula. And when we know clearly from prophets like Jonathan Gray, our ancient archaeologist, is another apostle prophet, there was in Saudi Arabia. People don't realize that the stone that the Muslims worship is the Kaaba, is actually a black asteroid in the Mecca, and in fact they're worshiping the moon war god of Mecca and Medina. It's not the god of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's a lie. Not the same God, even though the Pope tells you that. He's a liar. He's not even a Christian, the Pope. People don't get that. I don't care if you're offended. Smarten up, people. All right? But has any prophet ever been non-offensive? Has any prophet ever been non-offensive? Of course not. They want to get you back on program with God. God does not negotiate with good and evil. It's either his way or the highway. You got to do God and add an extra O to do good, because if you do good works, thinking it would take away evil that you do, you're a liar, and you're going to be, as Jesus said, I know you not, get away from you, you doer of evil. Okay? You have to do God's will only. He doesn't negotiate, does he?
No.
People don't get that. I know. He told me when I went back, if I do evil, he will annihilate me, even though I told him I was going to go back to save people. He said, for that reason that you're not afraid to even have be spiritually dead, for that reason when you do evil, and he looked at me kind of angry, I will shake your ugly human carcass, and I will make you a son again, and a prophet among the people to save millions from eternal annihilation. And then he held up his hand in the corded living waters, the silver cord went taut, and I went down the tunnel of light and woke up with ether on my face, and 18 hours later with blood in both arms. My arms were aching like crazy from having blood transfusions, and I had to be in home in isolation in my bedroom for 3 months. People need to know I've been through living hell, so people think they want to argue or spit on me. I'm a man of Lickspittle, and the days of Rodney Dangerfield and Lickspittle are over. God said on January 27th, your days with no respect, like one of my favorite comedians, Rodney Dangerfield, are damn well over.
Hey, Dr. Bill, do you think that locust plague that's happening right now in East Africa, and there was a big sandstorm, windstorm today with winds of 75 miles an hour near Spain, do you think that these are all...
These are trying to get people to listen, you know. Today I woke up, and I had to go back to sleep. I was up from 12 to 4. I went to sleep for a few hours and got up and had my shower and shave and everything, got myself prepared, watched some things on YouTube. And then I was getting myself ready. My wife's in a panic because our site's down. Now, you know from being attacked in cybernetics, I've spent a lot of money to make sure my site and everything is cybernetically secure. But they attacked my site again, and they actually had Authorize.net completely shut down. Did you know that PayPal and these other companies were going to do authorization said... Because I said 9/11 was an inside job, they said they would not process my credit cards, so I tried to get other companies to give me a better rate. It wasn't because I was a bad doctor or didn't have the highest credit rating you can imagine, because I don't buy anything I can't afford. My credit rating is as high as you can ever get. It's because I said 9/11 was an inside job. They said that to my wife, that this is just a month ago, that there's no way they were going to deal with me because 9/11 was a job done by the government as a self-inflicted wound of 3,000 Americans dead, 75,000 died prematurely, and 250,000 are in the way their health ruined by the toxicology of the World Trade Center demolition. And people think it's open to opinion. I've been trying to do radiation toxicology with neutron spectroscopy since 9/11, and the last lab in Tokyo said that we're sad, but we're told by the U.S. State Department we're not even allowed to talk to you, Deagle. How frustrating do you think it is for me, suffering like this with this knowledge, and now God's speaking to me audibly, not just like, you know, a little dream or vision here and there. And people saying, Deagle, you can't exist. You're a liar. You're a narcissist. I'm thinking...
Well, the dark side's attacked you over and over. They've attacked your health.
Yeah, listen, if I had any arrogance to me, God beat it out of me, okay, a long time ago, okay? I'm not arrogant. I'm competent. There's a hell of a big difference between competency and arrogance. And I'm fearless, too. I'm not afraid, because I know even if the dark side got me, that God will resurrect my sorry carcass. Believe me, I've gone through living hell. And he's battle-hardened me and made me, and I said, God, why did you let me go through this? And God said, you know, you need to know this, that I'm hardening you for the battle that's coming, because we're right now in it. And I'm going back to Genesis now on March 2nd, and I'm going to do what's called Vita Radio, which is video and radio, and I'm doing video 7 days a week. Last night I did one in the middle of the night for an hour and a half, and I recorded my contact with Mr. Ken live in China, getting the software and downloading it for the scanning of the coronavirus and other pathogens. I also videotaped and went over Dr. John Campbell's latest videos, because he's brilliant on this. But he has questions but doesn't have the answer. Guess who has all, not some of the answers? It's poor old, dead on a doornail 68 years ago, DOA Dr. Bill Deagle, the prophet of Moses at the end of the age. You know, and people have to realize... This is not funny. If you say, Deagle, would you have applied for this job? I said, are you nuts? Why do you think I would suffer my relatives, friends, and colleagues treating me like crap for almost 7 decades? Why? You think I'm a suicidal, stupid idiot? I'm a rational, normal person. I just have an IQ so high, you've never met anybody like me. With not only his physical, but spiritual giftings, like empathy and so on, and remote knowledge, that you can't compare even to people like Edgar Cayce. I have guests that are so beyond the pale of anybody that lives today, It's not, I don't feel special. I just feel God says, you know, I'm going to make this guy Deagle. It's going to be such a, he's going to be a titanium alloyed bull in the candy boy through the bowl of the New World Order, and they're going to try to bite him, and they're going to break their teeth off. He's going to be that titanium ball bearing in the candy bowl of the New World Order. That's who I am. Not so funny, is it? New World Order, you take notice, and you devils shake in your boots because your day of annihilation is coming. You might have been thrown into the third heaven, into the second heaven. You have a temple that looks just like DIA, and you might be living for trillions of years, but your day of annihilation is cometh. Woe, you worse than the sea.
Do you think this COVID-19 virus was released by the New World Order?
Absolutely. I have proof that it's not only Asian dominant. It has four genes, and the scientists who released the information 2 months ago in December showed very clearly that the four genes are AIDS genes, so they, even the CDC is recommending monitoring leukopenia and CD4 cell count. Duh. This is like getting a cold and getting terminal AIDS, and then now it's mutated, and the place where it mutated was Qum. Qum is the most radioactive city on the earth in Iran, where people go to pilgrimages there, and the population are pre-selected to have high levels of enzymes to counteract the effect of ground back level radiation, which is higher than Fukushima Daiichi. It's been that way forever, and I don't know yet. I'm going to pray out and find out why Qum is so damn radioactive. I have suspicion it's maybe background radiation in the area, like isotopes, but it might be a site where there was ancient nuclear warfare weapons that were released back in Iran many thousands of years ago. Because remember, mankind has fallen multiple times, haven't they?
Do you think that this new COVID-19 bioweapon, as you call it, has been engineered to attack certain genetic strains?
Yeah, of course it is. Now, it's going to mutate because it's an RNA virus. And when they made the SARS vaccine, you know what it did? It increased lethality, and you can get the virus again. Having an antibody in your body, and by the way, this isn't just an antibody. The vaccine, the RNA vaccine they're building, is like the vaccine they use for the herpes virus in women's vagina that causes cervical cancer, right? And this vaccine that they did in 2003 increased your chances of death in cytokine storm, not decreased it. And if you get, and by the way, even if you recovered, you could be carrying the virus for maybe a month or more afterward and infecting other people. So they need to be not only PCR negative, they need to be quantum negative on my quantum scanner. And they don't need to go to quarantine, they need to go to isolation. We isolate not only the person, you have to isolate also their bodily fluids, including their stool. Every aircraft should have a HEPA filter to filter out viruses, because if somebody coughs in the back of the aircraft, since the early 1980s, the aircraft companies didn't want to pay for new HEPA filters every time the aircraft landed, bad move. If someone coughs in the back and they have TB or any virus, they blow that virus in your face as an aerosol within 2 to 5 minutes. Do you not understand that, people? If you think Dr. Deagle knows a lot, I don't know something, I know everything. It's scary, isn't it? I'm also a civil aviation examiner and a toxicologist, too. Okay?
Hey, Dr. Bill, I got a question. I talked to a sergeant today from Fort Carson, Colorado, the military base down there,
right,
the 5th Division.
Right.
And they told me that the quarantine patients for COVID-19 had been moved from Fort Carson back out to California. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, they were. What they do is they move them back out to the Miramar.
For your child is not in service.
But they don't have actually proper quarantine situation, and they don't even have reverse quarantine equipment for the people that are being exposed. What they're doing is idiotic. You see, I'm a doctor. I worked in ICU intensive care. I know proper biological quarantine technology. You have to filter the air, have ultraviolet lights to destroy the virus in the air. You need to ozonate your air ducts in your system. You have to have virus filters and everything. None of the hospitals have this. If you go to a hospital, even an apartment building with a vertical thing with a toilet, the toilet can...
Come on, this is Sam.
Yeah, hi, Sam. We're going to have you on for just a couple minutes. I have you on speakerphone, and I have my guest here, Cody Snodgrass. You have a couple questions you want to go on the show. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Bill. Thanks for calling. Wow, I didn't expect that.
Yeah, you got to be quick here, because we're going to go on for a few more minutes, and then we're signing off for hour two. And then we'll be back in hour three. So go ahead.
Okay, well, this was more of a private question, and...
Well, I thought you wanted to go on air, so what's your public question? A question for the world. What question do you have?
Okay, so the public would be...
Worldwide. You're on video, on Vimeo live stream, YouTube, Facebook, worldwide, Zoom in, all social media on the planet. Go ahead.
Yes. So the silver, nebulizing silver, from what I understand, is the ultimate. And I'm
No. Stop.
Silver.
Stop. If you're not using our silver, you're using an inferior product, and you're not going to necessarily kill the virus. And you don't want to just use nebulized colloidal silver. You need our monoatomic silver in deuterium-depleted liposomes that'll kill all viruses. You should be taking the neutrodyne, which is our plasma iodine, not like any other iodine, and taking internally and using virus suppressive technology, our neutral pH, vitamin C, ascorbic acid, salt, and our turmeric, which is 800% more absorbed in our capsule, and our new Kirkugold powder, which will be coming. And you need to make sure that we have other technology in multiple layers. The problem is when people think I can just get some kind of silver and aerosolize it, they're wrong. You need to stop second-guessing Dr. Deagle and do this.
Well, hold on. Why do you assume that I was second-guessing? I was talking
about... No, you're done with aerosolizing silver. You can't just aerosolize silver and save yourself. Yeah, that's not sufficient. You need it off of multiple layers of technology. You can't just take silver and think, if I do that, I'm safe. No. You need to use the whole meal deal. And at least the basic core kit. And we also need to use other technology like radionic things, like we have the Magi that can generate a field, or my antenna system. And we need to make sure, because people don't realize, they're going to pick this up if they just go to the grocery store and someone coughs somewhere or uses a toilet. This is really deadly. This is going to bring in a new world order. And so you need to realize, and also you got to understand that when people are coming back here, like Cody just mentioned, they're going to bring back these people that were quarantined. They can be shedding the virus for a month after they're so-called recovered. So
right.
You have to assume that whatever in this, and by the way, one of the people that's asking these questions who doesn't have answers, and I have all the answers, is Dr. John Campbell. Subscribe to his channel. But as I say, when I say don't second guess me, I say do precisely what I say and what God told me to say, or you will put yourself in danger. Now, you might have partial protection if you just even get our neutral silver and our neutrodyne. But if you don't have multiple layers, including a NIOSH mask, and if you go in an aircraft, you need a visor on your eyes, because someone in the back can cough, and they can blow it in your eyes even if you have a NIOSH mask, and it goes in your tear ducts, and before you know it, you got it in your airway or your chest. You follow me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, if you assume you know more than Dr. Deagle and you're questioning what I'm telling, please don't do it. I beg you to raise good questions that show evidence and logic, and then we'll respond. The problem I see is I like when you ask questions and want like to learn like a child, but I hate it when people either do ad hominem attacks or think they're going to find an alternative way to deal with the virus. Forget it. I've been at this for now, right back, going back almost 50 years, going back to being trained under a bioweaponeer. This is not open to opinion. It's either God's way, who told me, or the highway. And you maybe have some level of protection, but at the very least, even if you survive, our society is going to collapse. We're going to have a collapse of the stock market. They've done an analysis of the banks. Most of the corporations in China will not be functional. 90% will be gone in 6 months. Our financial system worldwide is heading toward a collapse. And, of course, this is partly to attack Trump. Because if Trump listens to me, I've had a hell of a time getting through to this man. I beg people out there to contact Trump. If I and my Samuel Council contact Trump and advise him, like the high priest advised King David, then he will do the right thing. If we do not, Donald J. Trump will be declared the King of Israel, and his policies will bring about the New World Order and the end of the age, and he will not be a good man, he will be the Antichrist. How's that?
Yeah.
And that's not open to opinion. I wish I didn't have to say that, God help us. But unfortunately, God said, you know, I'm going to make this real tough little character, 5 pounds, 2 ounces, dead on arrival, and I'm going to resurrect his carcass. And 68 years later, he's going to pronounce this on a video show and radio shows around the world. And believe me, I would not apply for the job. How's that?
Absolutely.
So if they come in arrogant, that means they're stupid enough to spit on me and get the last drop of grace that might save their sorry carcass and their soul. They need to do two things. Ask good questions, pray on it, so they've said, oh, is Deagle nuts, or is he telling the truth? And number three, do some kind of action. Prep up, have food, water. Be ready with self-protection. Get the hell away from big cities. Realize that when these big cities get locked down, it's a death zone, just like with the Princess Cruise Liner. Those people that handled that in Japan were total morons. It was obscene. Even regular public health people say, what the hell were they doing? They created an incubator, not a quarantine, right?
Dr. Bill, what do you see happening here inside the continent of the United States in the next month or two?
Number one, POTUS. I just contacted Senator Cotton, who's actually raising good questions. But you got to understand, people in my cohorts like yourself, Greg Ford, Susan Lindauer, and these people are on the 9/11 Commission, etc., bioweaponers like Dr. John Campbell in the UK, they have at least good questions, and guess who has all of the answers? It's Dr. Bill Deagle and Michael Prophets, like yourself. And if people don't heed the warning, and I call it a mana truck, you know, think of me as a food truck guy, and it's a mana truck in cyberspace from God, and I give you health, geopolitical and spiritual man to save your soul, because Jesus said, when I return, will there be faith on the earth? You know what faith comes from? Hearing the word of God through his witnesses, accepting it in prayer, and acting on it. It's called Shema, hear and do. God doesn't want you to do what you think is good in your mind so he likes you. He loves you no matter what, even if you're a mass murderer. He wants you to repent and turn back to him. God is the only one who can take away sin. We can't by doing good works. People don't get that in church. They get milk and cookie time, do they?
Well, it sure looks like it.
No, it's not looks like it. Why do you think somebody like me comes with my spiritual 7-foot shining, vibrating claymore sword of truth? Why do you think? Right? So I appreciate
only you.
They better damn well listen. And I'm telling people, say, well, Dr. Deagle's not a very nice person. I said, there's not a nice molecule in my body. I'm not nice. I aggravate people. But if you don't listen to me, you suffer. I'm like a firefighter that's got a bad attitude on a fire ladder trying to save you and want to pull the Scott Air Pack mask off my face so I suck in the same toxic smoke that's killing you. You need to let me help them, for God's sake. Right?
Yep.
So anyway, I appreciate you coming on. I want to do some more video here. I'm going to be doing Josh Bernstein. I want to call you back up later on after I have Josh for about 20 minutes or so in hour three. So I'm going to call you back up, Cody, and I want you to talk more because I talk too much, as always, and you didn't get a chance to either ask questions or make some more statements because you've had some amazing shows too. So I'm going to call you back in about, I'd say, a half an hour after I get Josh to give his download, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
So you get a call back in about half an hour. You take care. I think I have Rob Roselli going to get it on too, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
Take care. God bless. Okay, we'll back. Sam will be back in a few minutes. Take care. We're going to break, and this is our first line of defense kit. For God's sake, get it. For God's sake, take care of yourselves. Get through your politicians and people to contact me, for God's sake. We have the technology. We need to amp up and figure out how we can amplify manufacturing and the suppressive technology. It will collapse the human population, the world order, and create the mark of the beast and a system of control that will be so horrendous the survivors will envy the dead if we don't stop this. God help us.